Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the daily country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, you mob. And we're going to have a yarn very soon with Dr. Gabriel McCallum, Menzies Senior Research Fellow and Project Lead, and talk about the new app that's out there in regarding our lungs. And the title here is What's Happening With My Lungs? So that's a very important conversation. Stay tuned for that. But otherwise, give the Murray a call, 1-800-422-416. Let's open up with Ancient Warrior by Zenith. Mob and Coranda, big shout out to you, Mob. Too deadly.
This magic potion's got me seeing visions. It got me dreaming about this sacred place. I run now, or should I face my fate? See, but look in your eyes, find it hard to believe it just came to life. It's got me mesmerized, hypnotized. But this is ancient art, it will never die. But this is ancient art, and it will never die. Never die. Rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. Rainforest warrior, get down, down, down. Rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. Rainforest warrior, listen to that sound, sound, sound.
Rolling down the back street, police trying to trace me the same way they did the DJ Hickey. Pull me over, hit me up for identity, questioning me about my credibility. Hit the eye, too many the blue suits with the pen in the pad and the badge. Looking down on me, I give it back. I taste of the medicine to make him think that this boy's hot. I'm shaking the spot, I ain't leaving the spot. Whether you like it or not, whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not, whether you like it or not. Ooh, yeah, hey. A rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. A rainforest warrior, get down, down, down. Rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. Rainforest warrior, and listen to that. Sound, sound, sound.
Hold up, we're sick and while I'm having it to mission. This magic potion got me seeing visions. It got me dreaming about this sacred place. I run now, or should I face my fate? See, but look in your eyes, find it hard to believe as this came to life. It got me mesmerized, it got me hypnotized. Well, this is ancient art, it'll never die. Well, this is ancient art, and it will never die. Never die. A rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. A rainforest warrior, get down, down, down. Rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior.
listen to that sound, sound, sound.
On your mom, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Perfect peace. Sylvia Barlow here on your daily program, National Talk Black. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Now, for all the North Queenslander mob, ex-tropical cyclone Kimmy spares North Queensland, but warns another cyclone could fall. So North Queensland has been spared from ex-tropical cyclone Kimmy, but there are warnings another system could form by the weekend. So keep your eyes and ears open and stay safe, you mob. An opportunity to clear out your yard for any potential missiles, and also gather the things that you need during the cyclone, batteries, candles, torches, all that sort of stuff. So make sure you do what you need to do. All right. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Gabriel McCallum, Menzies Senior Research Fellow and Project Lead. Learning about healthy lungs has just become a lot easier for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander families and health practitioners thanks to an expanded interactive app. And the title here is, What's Happening with My Lungs? Nice spin on words there. Dr. Gabriel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me on the program.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Very important conversation. What's happening with my lungs? So we've got a new app out there, and we're using technology to look after our health, yes?
That's right. Yeah, so this app was it was a roll-on from some flip charts that we had developed about 10 years ago. And they're for a few common lung conditions that kids get, so pneumonia and bronchiectasis and asthma and bronchiolitis. And so our families had said to us, hey, look, these are great, but we really want them in a digital format so we can take them home and talk with our families about this. And they said, we actually really want it in language. And so that's the exciting part of our new app, is that we've overlaid each of the sections with local First Nations languages. Obviously, we've got it from the Northern Territory across as many of our language groups as we can from the NT, but the great thing is that we can expand this to other language groups.
Well, it's about engaging with First Nation people and, of course, our elders who have the language. So, look, a powerful tool, you could say, but also it's building bridges. It's also putting out there to the world that, First Nation people, culture, language is still alive in 21st century.
That's exactly right, and it's so important to be able to speak in your mother tongue and to be able to engage and understand, you know, sometimes complex health conditions, we need to make sure that people can understand what it means in your mother tongue. So I think it's just one way that we can actually build that understanding, awareness, and really empower people just to go, oh, actually, that's what that, your child's got that lung condition, and this is how we can actually help. And using a lot of, we use an analogy of a tree upside down, and with the branches and the leaves, like the breathing tubes and the little grates in there. So just trying to help people with pictures and interactive images and those sorts of things to try and bring culture also into this health message.
Well, if you look at it, Dr. Gabriel, we still have a gap in between First Nation people's health compared to non-Indigenous counterparts. So whatever tool we can use, look, it's thumbs up and it's welcoming, yes?
That's right, exactly. And one of the exciting things working with children and different lung health is that their lungs are still growing until children are about 8 years of age. So even if they had a nasty chest infection when they were a little one, if we can really look after those kids' lungs really well and help get rid of that, the cough and the ongoing problems, then we actually can make their lungs really strong. And so they don't need to have lung problems in adulthood. So there are a lot of great things that we can do in that.
And so with the app, it's available to not only medical professions, but also, to the average Joe Blow, yep?
Absolutely. So we can you can get it from the Apple Store or Google Play, and it's called Lung Health for Kids, and it's freely available, so there's no cost in that. So we'd love people to download that, and if anyone's any organisation or community want their own language overlaid into any of the apps, then please get in contact with us, and you know we can have that conversation about trying to include their language as well.
Well, it's so powerful. Thank you very much for sharing. Dr. Gabriel, all the best to you and your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Deadly yarn there. Dr. Gabriel McCallum, her name is Menzies Senior Research Fellow and Project Lead, talking about the new app and the title there, What's Happening with My Lungs? So for your mob out there who have got young ones who've got lung problems and you are engaged with a doctor and your First Nation Health Organisation, fantastic. Well, there's a new app as well for your education, for your communication. So do download it in regard to looking after your lungs. Fantastic. And you can also contact the Lung Foundation Australia, Menzies Health as well, communication at Menzies Education, that way you can have all the information regarding your lungs and the new app that's out there. Too Deadly, have you say, Yann Armstrong, to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Possessions are causing me suspicion, but there's no proof. In the paper today, tales of war and of waste, but you turn right over to the TV page. Nayali Jaya, come on, better go, yalla be your one.
This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. Strap on.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
Yeah, Two Daily Big Yarn in Circle, National Talk Black. Give the Murray a call. Let's have a yarn. 1-800-422-416. Call the number. Yarn is yours truly. The host for your daily program, National Talk Black, is Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. All my Bob, father's side, 1 year Gunga leader up there, Doomadgee, Mornington Island, Burketown Way, and my beautiful mother with me in spirit, all in my Darnley Island, Erib. So big shout out to my Torres Strait Island families. Your daily program, National Talk Black, have you say? 1-800-422-416. Okay, Indigenous man Noel Walker explains why coon cheese named change is so important. For Noel Walker, the heated, often openly racist social media debate following the announcement of the coon cheese name change to Chia Cheese was saddened but also predictable. Many of the posts blatantly stated that Indigenous people often are offended by their previous name for the cheese should get over it. It's a phase, Mr. Walker sees dished out to Indigenous Australians constantly about a variety of issues. Mr. Walker, who was a boy, was on the receiving end of a racial slur associated with the cheese, decided to join the debate and shared his experience through Facebook posts in a bid to turn the racist rhetoric into a positive discussion. I come from a long line of proud Aboriginal men and women, Mr. Walker said. My Bundjalung people are from the far north coast of New South Wales, and the Yuin people are from the south coast. But I'm just like the majority of people in this country. I work hard, and I felt I needed to explain why a cheese name makes a difference to me and the future generations, making the world safer for the little ones. Mr. Walker posted that Indigenous Australians had continually been given a dismissive advice. For years and years, my people have been told, it's the past, get over it, he wrote. 26th of January, get over it. Stolen generations, get over it. Massacres of Aboriginal people, get over it. Destruction of Aboriginal sacred sites, get over it. Being followed around shops, cause your black, get over it. Being a racial profiled pubs and clubs, get over it. Life expectancy being 17 years shorter for Aboriginal men, get over it. The list goes on. Mr. Walker's post is confronting and offers some critics of the name change their own advice. Get over it. But it has also stimulated comments about why the change is important to Mr. Walker. I feel that everybody has the right to hear their opinion, but also felt that it's my turn to share my voice to create a robust and persuasive discussion, he says. I want to ensure that all the little ones can grow up in a safer world. Mr. Walker is fully aware of the gentrification Edward William Kuhn patented process used to manufacture cheese in Philadelphia in the United States in 1926, and that the cheese was named after him. And that's Edward William Kuhn. This may not be true, but it is. Then it wasn't my people who first used it as a means of racism to our fellow human beings, he says. Majority of people know that Kuhn as a derogatory term used for decades to defame and ridicule us, hurt us, and cause distress to my people. How it feels to be called a Kuhn, growing up in a small community of Bugula, north of Grafton in New South Wales. Mr. Walker was surrounded by supportive extended family. We had no electricity, no running water. Our house was a two-bedroom shack, and our dining living area was on a dirt floor, he says. But in saying that, it was the greatest time of my life, and because we had the sense of community, a sense of belonging, and everybody cared and shared and looked after one another, I had a sense of pride. Mr. Walker attended the tiny rural school of about 50 students, where the majority were Aboriginal. Starting high school in Grafton was a shock, not only because the 900 students were predominantly non-Indigenous, but also because it was first encounter with the word Kuhn. So I distinctly remembered the one day walking along with just minding my own business, trying to do my schoolwork, Mr. Walker said. A group of girls walked past me, calling me horrible names, and one of them was saying, you're a Kuhn, you're a Kuhn, you're a Kuhn. The incident had a lasting impact on the shy teenager who was too upset and confused to tell his parents. I'm surrounded by people who I don't know. They're all different race to me, and they perceive me to be a lower class than them, Mr. Walker said. And so that's why he made his statement in regard to Kuhn cheese, and happy to accept the name change. It is to Chia cheese. So there it is. Have your say. Yarn up strong. Add to the conversation. Tell us your thoughts about political correctness. This is what it's all about, isn't it? And 1-800-422-4-6 is the number. Give me a call. Have your say. Yarn up strong. Let's go to Baker Boy featuring Dallas Woods and Sampa the Great. And do enjoy.
Fairy tale when you live in hell. Trust me, that's a story I know very well. Bad weather, no umbrella, it gets better. Seen it with my own eyes, Money and job, you ain't got one. How you gon' raise my godson? Adoption, I know that's not an option. Your baby mama watching other girls and their husbands. They whip cribs and kids, that's how a family functions. We face obstacles, that's not cool. But you got to choose what's best for you. I see you trying to better yourself and trying to better your health. I see you getting closer every day.
Got your super understanding what the master plan. Ni nigga ukuluwa trying to find another another hen. I'm pushing through the storm, being better than I am. When I make a bigger stride, I was trying to push me down. Man, I'm bigger than the image and the fans. Vision is precision, I can see right through the brands. See right through the smoke, life is not a joke. When I finally drop my mask, my mirror, it almost broke.
I was told the storm would go away. Darkest times, I pray for better days. Ayo, ayo.
Choose to feel. Lately, don't know how to feel. Don't know what's fake or real. So I get my mental straight. Write my problems to the pencil, break therapeutic. If it puts me in a better place, I gotta do it. Instead of losing myself, I found music. Real talk, I've been down and out, and now I'm back now. You can't count me out, I never back down. And that goes to anybody with problems. I get help, and maybe we can solve them. Nakunili that the ripple left a door. Little mouth to no more dream gap go on. Maganara to another, my pulling what to mouth to no more courage go. Gotta keep pushing through and never stop. It's like every time I see the rain drop, life falling down your face in the same spot. If you're looking for love, it's what I got. Got enough to go around, giving up.
You say you got a lot of love, I can use a ton. And we can go together, we can be as one.
And I can tag along, yeah, my normal longer bond. I can have to worry, you won't be alone.
I guess I'm coming too, cause if we preaching love and unity, I'm coming through. And is that cool with you?
Man, I got no issue, just know that I'm with you.
I'm with you,
I'm with you,
we with you.
Give it up to the sunrise. We standing strong through the dark times. That's who we are. Hey, baby, we're never gonna stop the rain. Give it up to the sunrise. We standing strong through the dark times. That's who we are.
On your mom, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Welcome to Gadigal.
name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful track there, Land and Sea, Anita Pitt. Big shout out. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Baldy One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Digital Radio Service. Now, award-winning Indigenous Australian band, Yabu Band, to release a sophomore single, Peacemaker, this Survival Day. We're going to catch up a yarn with the lead singer of the Yabu Band, that's Dulcin Stokes, known as Dally, on the line. Dally, good morning, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, brother. It's good to be here on your show and to everybody out there.
And big shout out to Dally, my brother. Thank you for coming to the program. First of all, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Dally?
You there?
Yeah, bro, can you hear me? Dally? Oh, I lost Dally. We'll try and get Dally back. Dulcin Stokes, his name is. He's the lead singer of the Yabu Band, and we're talking about a new sophomore single that's been released, Peacemaker it's called, and his Peacemaker, they're putting it out there for this Survival Day. So we'll try and get Dally back online and finish the program. National Talk Black, one-hour program, and goes from 11 a.m. to 12 noon Queensland time, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation, thanks to NIRS, National Digital Radio Service. I'll just try again with Brother Dally. You there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, good, brother. Thank you for coming on board. So let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, my name is Dally Stokes. I'm a Wangatha man from Kalgoorlie and a Noongar man from down south, Nyangrup, Albany, down the southwest there. Mm. And happy to come on board and
have a yarn about your new single, Peacemaker, and you're putting out there this Survival Day. So tell us about the track Peacemaker there, brother.
You there?
Yeah, Dally, can you hear me? Dally, which way? Connection not good there, brother. No, Dulcin Stokes. Well, we'll try and get him back online, but in the process, we'll go to that song now, Peacemaker by Yabu Band, and that's coming out Survival Day, but bringing it forward here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Take a listen. Yabu Band, and it's been produced for the Survival Day. And we're talking with Delson Stokes, that's Dally, lead singer of the Yabu Band. Got him on the line now. Dally, you there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, beautiful track. Beautiful track. Thank you very much
sharing.
So Peacemaker, like a message there for our mob or for the world, especially government, that we are alive and kicking well in 21st century. And here it is for Survival Day, brother. Peacemaker, yep.
Yeah, that's right. I think there's a little bit of Peacemaker in the next generation. And I hope one day that there will be the next Aboriginal Prime Minister.
Yeah.
That's my dream, I guess.
Exactly, brother.
A strong leader to come out of this. And we've got a history there that can't be ignored.
Exactly.
And like I said, we want to show reconciliation, coexistence and unity.
Mm.
You know, the powers that be have said sorry, bringing them home report, you know, to a great deal of people that's been hurt for so long.
Exactly, brother.
And if we, once we come to realisation that it's okay to be wrong,
yep,
you know, and take responsibility for that and don't sweep it under the carpet.
Exactly, brother, exactly.
And then sitting around the campfire or sitting beside each other, knowing each other and sharing each other's story. And really not only sympathising, but, you know,
respecting, understanding. And hence the song Peacemaker, brother.
All in that song. All in that song there now.
Yeah, beautiful.
You know, we've got two ways of walking, two ways of talking. Our ancient tongue, our ancient ways, and the new ways, you know?
Yeah, lovely.
The English, you know, because English has come from England.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a good thing about this new age smoke signal, I guess.
Yeah, beautiful. Strong words there, my brother.
The radio, I think we need to bring up pick our right heroes, the unsung heroes, you know, the mob that's in the community, they're always holding the flag up for us.
Exactly.
You know, and we want to tell our elders, don't retire, but refire. You are the flame.
Refire, yeah, beautiful. Look, lovely words, and thank you for sharing. And look, the song's going to be out, Survival Day. We've got it in our system, so we'll be jamming it. No worries about that. And Delson, big shout out to your mob there, your band there, and thank you for sharing, brother.
Thank you for having me on your program.
You too, Dally. Take care, Dally.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
Oh, beautiful. Dally Yarn there. That's with Dally. And their song, their Peacemaker, Survival Day, Yabu Band. Trendy Trev, sign off your mob. Thank you very much for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We're still in the pandemic. Abide by the rules. And keep safe, your mob. To Dally.